set forth to Daniel is suddenly a spiritual entity instead of a geographical area. And then, to top it off, the very next verse goes back to geographical area. Brothers and sisters, of course, I've never had any theological training, so I don't know many of the theological rules or ideas that are used in the colleges that teach theology, and nor do I really have a desire to understand those rules. But from my study of prophecy, when the Lord is developing a sequence of events or a sequence of symbols, and those events are geography, 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 geography for an extremely long period of time, and suddenly it switches without any interior reasoning within the passage itself to do the switch, it switches from a geographical entity to a spiritual entity, and then immediately back to geographical. There's something wrong there. There's something that doesn't fit. The Lord doesn't do that. Now, I'm not saying the Lord couldn't change the focus of what was coming under attack in verse 41. What I'm saying is that if he did so within that prophetic information himself, he would need to identify how, why, and it just isn't there. So one of the reasons that we're looking at this history as we go through, among other things, is to bring to bear our understanding of verse 41 when we get there. So let's look at Daniel 11. In verse 1, it's that Gabriel has already in the previous chapter 10 described a struggle that was going on with the kings of the of Persia, the king of Persia against the prince of Persia, which Sister White identifies as Satan. There's a warfare going on here that's consistent with the story of Michael, emphasizing the great controversy. And in verse 1 of Daniel 11, Gabriel tells Daniel that he was also supporting Darius the Mede. He confirmed and strengthened him in his first year. Now, history tells us that Cyrus is the one that came and conquered Babylon, and evidently, and this is one of the historical understandings that I haven't found an absolute proof positive on. I've come across three different variables on this. This Darius the Mede here may have been a relative of Cyrus, or maybe one of his generals, or some other person, some other relation to Cyrus, but evidently he was put in charge of Babylon after Cyrus conquered it, because it's